Welcome to the Sydney Property Muppets podcast. My name is Kurt. I'm the real estate agent, and with me forever is
Chris Clark, the buyer's agent.
Where are we starting that episode, Chris?
Please.
Where are we starting that episode?
Please. We're good. Let's go.
So that started off hot.
We start off coming in hot.
I'm just going to write that down on a list.
Please, yeah, that pet peeve. Actually, nicely done. My pet peeve is your volume at the beginning of every episode.
Pet peeve, my brother Drew, when he hears it. The volume, sorry.
Yeah, can you just turn it? And so, this episode, as you would have seen from the subject or the thumbnail, this is all about pet peeves. So we like this episode. We do this sort of every fourth episode, give or take.
Starting to get fourth episode.
And more things that can be frustrating us. And Kurt, you had a couple. Kick us off.
I did have a couple. Well, last time it was pet peeves about the real estate sort of industry. I think the buyer, and this is where actually the week after this episode last time, you ate a bit of humble pie.
Okay, yeah, bring that back up again. Thanks, buddy.
Yep, anyway, so I thought I'd do it a little bit differently because I sort of had some pet peeves about the buyers. And I thought, why not make it fair from all angles? Pet peeves that my boss and family probably have about me in real estate.
Yeah, very timely.
I've got two. So the first one of this is taking phone calls at ridiculous hours or times. Dinner time, yes? Yeah. Or there was one in particular case, went up to see my family. Brother and I were about to watch a movie, took a phone call. It was actually one we were negotiating on. And basically, my brother had managed to watch the whole film whilst I was on the phone negotiating with all the different... I think it was Ford versus Ferrari.
That's a good movie. That's not bad.
I think so.
That's not a short movie either.
Yeah, it was...
pretty sure it's a couple of hours.
That's why we signed the deal. I think 10:30, 11. So that's one of them.
Seems about you, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and so probably more partner related is rapidly changing my ideas, plans. So if I've got a perfect week, I'm really working, I'm just like, you know what, this is not working. I could drop it at a dime of a hat and be like, you know what, I need to replace this. And I'm just... So it could be instead of waking up at 4:30, waking up 5:30, 5:34.
Nice,
instead of doing
nice.
This, instead of doing that. And I understand that is probably, can be chaotic for the...
Certainly can.
Yes. And Chris.
Quick pet peeve of mine is, we actually forgot, we got the beers in hand for this episode.
Oh, shit.
And we forgot to crack one, so...
Pet peeve. Good.
Good pick up. It needs something to lubricate. Cheers. Perfect.
Thought I had a bit of a stutter then for a second.
My pet peeves on actually more real estate specific related. So was doing a deal recently. We actually got our own building inspector to go through. And they picked up something we thought was going to be an issue, some water issues. But it actually became to them much more, I guess, major than minor. We're talking tens of thousands of dollars, sort of circa $40,000 to make the repairs, to change it afterwards. We decided to pull out of the deal because of that. Agent was like, no problem at all. But obviously thinking to herself or saying to us, don't really believe that. Like, we've had our own report done. That's not what we're getting, so forth. Lo and behold, and it sounds bad, but I'm not surprised that the vendor and the agent have got a report that says there's less work to be done than a buyer who's got their own report that says more work to be done. That's not uncommon. What I thought was a real pet peeve was once we decided to pull out of the process, I offered free of charge to send our report over, partly to help the building inspector because their name would be on it and they might get further calls and so forth. It was refused. They didn't want to receive it. And I'm assuming that's partly because they didn't want to have evidence that they might have to then have to disclose.
Disclose. That's the word you're trying to find
before. So that's pet peeve. Yeah, getting a report done, not doing the deal, but also finding they don't want to have the evidence to help a next buyer. So maybe
as a fellow real estate agent, that's disappointing.
I agree. I couldn't imagine you doing that.
Thank you.
I couldn't. An ex pet peeve, onto you, back into your lighter.
So a bit lighter. I'm actually now going to change it to my boss, who probably spends more time with me than...
Tony!
Who probably spends more time with me than any other human now, and I understand why his wife probably doesn't like me calling him at any hour, is I recently went up to a real estate conference, if you didn't know, and I got a green clicker for calls to track your calls because we log your calls for KPIs, but sometimes you're on the road, so you can't always log them. So I click it to be like, cool. Anyway, it messed up the other day and it was on 209.
Calls?
Yeah, calls, like call attempts. So every time I make a call, I click it and that way I can see and I write it down so I can keep track of the calls.
Okay.
Somehow it got to 1,209 overnight. So I don't know a thing.
What were you doing overnight?
What do you think? Whoa. What do you think?
I don't know. I'm not going to say anyway.
It makes the sounds like, and so I turned it back to zero, and then in the morning in between the sales meeting, I'm going, because I'm trying to round it up. And then it got to about 45, and after them, he's like, mate, can you just stop that? And I was like, he's like, mate, you were like a child.
Yeah, I can understand the pet peeve.
Yeah, pet peeve. So that's one of the things. And also sarcastic and joking all the time. So like when I'm on working, but if I hear someone thing, I just, like, I'm just sarcastic. I don't have that off.
You are.
Very
sarcastic, off button.
The off filter. So yeah, there's two more. I've got three quick ones.
Yeah, before that, I was going to talk about one of mine again.
Oh, wait, sorry. It's Chris.
Let me have a chat. Can I have a chat?
Chris, can you please tell me, is there any more pet peeves anything you'd like to get off your chest?
Yeah, the simple one for me is every agent has their own process, right? When you're putting an offer forward, they have their own process. And I genuinely believe, ask an agent what the process is. And if I can conform and fit within that, I would like to do so because I'm hoping it puts us in the best light and also just makes the working relationship better.
Yeah.
One I'm doing at the moment, hopefully it'll close off tomorrow. I ask the agent, how would you like the offer presented? Oh, you can just send it to me via email. Is there anything else in terms of the offer that's going to need for us to do apart from an email? No. I said, what about contract review? Oh, you'll need to do that before you send the email. Okay, no problem. That's a big change. Would you need a 66?
Not a big change. Change.
Do you need us to have a 66W ready to exchange tomorrow? Which I knew the answer would be yes. Oh, yes, you do. And I was like, you know these things. You do these deals over and over again. And this particular buyer, a particular agent is highly successful. I'm like, just tell me verbatim what you require. 66W, contract reviewed, strata reviewed, you know, 5% in an account, whatever it is. Just tell me all the things. It's a pet peeve is when agents aren't as forthcoming on their process, but they know it. They just need to verbalize,
and that's why it's important. Like having a buyer's agent, for example, or being experienced in the process, because you were aware of that.
Yeah, imagine if I was a buyer.
Yeah, so I'm actually helping out some colleagues trying to buy it, and I'm telling them, look, they're searching for a property. I'm like, guys, you need to the offer. You already need to put an offer here, and they're like, what do you mean? It's not going to go that high. I'm like, trust me, I know where it's actually going to sell for. It's saying 780. Minimum 850. It's gonna go there. And then the next property they went to go for, I was like, you guys have a property lawyer, right? And they're like, no. And I'm like
a conveyance or something.
Yeah, I'm like, so then I'm like, get a I was like, and all these things. As a buyer's agent, you're aware. And like these guys didn't know, so I'm helping them out. But I'm just like, I understand.
Okay, last three rapid ones for us, buddy.
So when I first started in real estate, there were a few things, because I'm from the sunny coast. I'm a sunny coast through and through. I say
sunny coast,
sunny coast, central coast.
Oh, central coast. Oh, so God, so embarrassing.
Is I say the words what not use and mate all the time. Can't really use them in Sydney.
No, you need to drop all those.
Anyway, so holes in socks, because I used to not change my, like get new socks and there'd just be holes.
Those aren't good new socks to get. You should get socks without holes. One hole in it, not two.
One hole in. And then my old car that I used to had leaky exhaust, so it sounded like a very loud, fast, powerful car to the untrained ear.
You'd hear it around the corner. Yep.
Yep. And
you're really just giving yourself a whole lot of shit this episode, aren't you?
Yeah. And always need to go to the toilet before we go out to an appointment.
I guess it could be annoying. I get that.
Well, sometimes
it sounds a bit like me. I'm probably the same.
Yeah. Well, sometimes like we're leaving in five, and I'm like, okay, cool. It's been two. I'll quickly take 2 seconds. And they'll be like, we're off. What are you doing? I'm like, toilet. He's like, when are you always going to toilet?
Why have I done that? Why have I done that?
What an episode about talking smack about yourself.
Well, I didn't. You did, but that's fair. What have you got for us game-wise?
Oh, game-wise, yes. Three quick cues. If you haven't played along, you're brand new here. You haven't been around the block too long.
Welcome.
To the Sydney Property Mothers podcast. So I ask Chris three quick questions. He can't defend them.
Let's go, baby.
Pizza, deep pan or thin?
Deep pan.
Perfect. Waffles or pancakes?
Waffles.
One-way trip to Mars, can't come back. Got a society out there. Three people you're taking with. It's about a 9-month journey, I think.
I'll take Bruce, I'll take Mabel, and I'll take you.
Oh!
Bruce and Mabel are my kids. Someone, we're gonna eat somebody.
Look, it up to be the sacrifice. Homework for the audience, Chris.
Just a really simple one. If you're on listening to us on Spotify, when you finish the episode, give us some 5 stars. Give us a rating review. We'd appreciate 5 stars. If you're on YouTube, give us a subscribe or a like. That always helps.
I think a like. Give us a like.
You know what? It does make you feel good when I jump on and see a few likes.
Well, Mr. Beast, not going to go, said you'd rather have more views than subscribers.
Is that right? Okay.
Yep.
Well, fun fact. Well, thank you all for dropping by. Until the next time, see you from the Sydney Property Muppets.
Adios.
Adios, amigos.